let's start by kind of reflecting on the weekend, starting with Saturday against Edinburgh and that 3-1 win. How do you look at it now?
I mean, obviously, overall, happy with the results. I think we played extremely well up in Edinburgh. It's tricky to play up there, and it was a crazy situation where they had one of their biggest crowds in years. They're just a lot of young players, and they're very difficult to play against because they're very, very unorganized bunch in the sense that they're just kind of all over the place. So you have to be aware at all times, and I thought we had an incredible amount of chances to score. But we kind of stuck with it, and I thought we played a really good road game. Obviously, the travel is quite difficult. And that led into Sunday, and Sunday, I think the guys are kind of well up for the game. And then just the first little bit, I think we killed three penalty kills, three power plays in the first 12 minutes, and it just killed the game. And then Hall played very well. They slowed it down. They made it kind of a choppy, sloppy game, and that played right into their hands. But I think the guys were working hard, maybe not in the right areas. And again, an incredible amount of chances to score, and we just weren't able to kill the game off and let them kind of hang around until the end.
And it just seemed like both games, it was kind of games where you had to be patient, where you had to bide your time and wait for those kind of chances to come.
It's tough because we want to score, we want to be up ice, we want to play as exciting as we can and be kind of freewheeling, but in the same sense, we still have to be disciplined on the back end. And like I said, I mean, the scoring will be there. There's no question we're going to score a lot of goals over the next couple of weeks, but maybe on a night where the goals aren't there right away, you can't get behind in the game as well. So you got to, factor into everything. And our defense, I think, are playing extremely well. Obviously, Frank Doyle is playing incredibly well for us. So it's just kind of monitoring the situations. And it's one of these things. I think the guys are being very responsible on the defensive side of the puck. And, we want to win games. We want confidence going into the playoffs.
We talked briefly at the weekend about Tim Spencer and the fact that he's dropping back and kind of playing some of that defensive role while Mark Thomas has been out. Are you still planning to kind of keep Tim in that kind of role with obviously Mark coming back into the fold now?
Yeah, I think Tim's done a really good job for us on the back end, and it's one of those issues when I was coming in, I think the physicality and kind of the intensity on the back end was something I wanted to address, and I think it has been addressed. I think the defense are playing very well. I think Tim's very comfortable back there playing with Gordon Baldwin. I think they do a tremendous job. So he's a presence out there. Everybody knows when he's out there. He's got that kind of edge to his game, and I think that's what the Steelers need on the back end.
Is that something that you feel the team needs to address, that kind of physicality? Because I guess when you look at defensemen like Nottingham have got kind of, Henley and Reskovic, they're big defensemen. Do you think that's something that the Steelers lack, those kind of big defensemen at the back?
Not necessarily the big, the size. It's just the willingness to compete and just kind of be first to pucks, or just be physical with our sticks when we don't have the puck and just kind of win that battle. Because when we get chased around in your own end, you burn up a lot of energy on the defensive side of the puck. So it's just it's not, size isn't everything. It's just the willingness to go in and hit first and hit hard.
Especially because when you look at guys like Chad Longley, certainly one of the smallest guys on the ice, but he's certainly capable of kind of getting back, covering, and make some kind of timely interventions.
Well, with Chad, I don't think it's about him about being the big hit or knocking guys down. I think he's clever enough and he's fast enough, so he uses his strengths to advantage, and he does a good job in the defensive zone just by moving his feet and keeping in good position. And he's a little bit sneaky with his stick, where he's not necessarily going to be taking the body all the time, but he can play the puck. But he's very skilled at it, so another dynamic tour team.
I wanted to talk about the players playing with a smile on their face again. I mean, you've talked before about getting the guys to enjoy their hockey. Do you think you're kind of achieving that now?
I hope so. I can't really speak for them. I do see a few smiles. I'd like to see a few more, obviously, but I just like to enjoy myself. And, part of that is out playing teams and being the better team. I think that's when it's fun. I think when you're not doing that, then it can, dip a little bit down. But I hope the guys are enjoying it. I'm having a great time, so hopefully they're picking up on that.
I know earlier on in the season, say a heavy loss or a marginal defeat here or there, the guys would really kind of get down on themselves. Do you think that's still the case, or obviously you've only had the kind of one loss, but do you think they're not taking kind of losses so much to heart now?
I don't think so. I mean, we lost, we did get that big loss in Hall, and then I thought we rebounded the next night quite quickly, and that's all you want is a reaction out of people. And I think, it's just, balancing a little bit, not to get too high or too low. I know that's a cliche, but it's just finding, you know, happy ground with everybody and just making sure everybody's, you know, enjoying that particular game, because each game is different. You want to get the most out of it.
How do you think the squad are shaping up ahead of the playoffs? Because obviously we've got the final weekend of the regular season this weekend, and then obviously you're into playoff territory.
I think we're doing really good. I think obviously the results have been there, and then the performances, I think we play well. I think we play really good. I think we play better against the big teams. But to get to the big teams, we gotta go through maybe some perceived smaller teams that are, you know, out to upset us. And it's one of these things. I think, you know, the steps that we're going, the progress that we've made since I've been here, I'm incredibly happy with, and I'm incredibly happy with the players. I think they've shown up with the right attitude and right approach, and that's what I asked right from day one, and they've provided this, so I can't thank them enough.
What do you think's improved in that time since you've come in? Obviously you've been here just over a month now.
I think attitude and approach, just maybe, I keep saying kind of the same things, but it's just willingness to go out and compete. But it's just the attitude and approaches right from the guys. We got such a good team, such a high skill level. Guys know what they're doing, a lot of veterans, and it is the right mix, right balance. It's just finding a right direction. I think everybody is following my lead, and I'm following off them. I pick up a lot off of them. You know, the better they're playing, the more they're enjoying it. That goes full circle into me. So it's not just necessarily me, but I think everybody's heading the right direction.
What do you think the feeling in the camp is? What's the mood ahead of what could be a phenomenal playoff campaign?
I think it's just kind of calm right now. I think it's good. It's a really good feeling knowing, coming to the rink, you know, knowing that you're going to win that hockey game, believing that you're going to win that game. And that's all it is, again, going back to the same thing. It's just the approach that when you come to the rink, it's the right mental mindset. So I think that's the thing that we're at right now. Obviously, I want to see us, you know, I want to get to those kind of do or die games. I think that's when we're going to be at our best. So those are what I want.
I think it's what every player wants, but who are the important players when it comes to that style of knockout hockey? Because it's a bit different from, say, the feeling going into a regular season game.
Obviously, Frank, obviously the goalie, Frank Doyle, is obviously the most important person. You know, goalie is on any hockey team. So he's a big one for us. And right now he's got the confidence going. I think that's filtering out into our team. But to go into any other individual up on our team, everybody's got their own little part, no matter how big, to play. So I think, you know, we can't really rely on any individuals up the ice. I think everybody has to perform. If everybody doesn't perform, we're going to be in trouble.
And then what are your thoughts about the summer to come? We kind of touched on it last week, you know, after the kind of playoffs.
Well, I'm thinking about maybe Spain, some lovely weather there. That's about it.
So there's been no further thoughts or discussions when it comes to obviously your kind of tenure or someone else coming in after that period?
No, I don't know. I think, my approach from day one has just been for this year. So once this year is over, I think we can readdress that.
Do you think that kind of looking at the end of the season as the end goal, do you think that's kept guys focused on the task at hand rather than, you know, some guys might be thinking, well, I've got a contract for next year, let's come back in September and kind of go again. Do you think it's kept guys focused?
I think it has. I think it's, it has. I think for sure it has. I think that's, you know, what I wanted, especially even for myself, was just to be reevaluated after the year, to have that pressure to perform. If you don't like or don't want that pressure to perform, then maybe this isn't the organization for anybody, for a coach or a player. So I think you have to acknowledge that, you have to accept it, and you have to perform. And then once you do all those things, everything else will kind of take care of itself, but you have to believe in yourself that you're going to get that done.
Let's turn attention to kind of the task at hand this weekend. Coventry, of course, Mark Lefebvre coming back into the Sheffield Arena.
Yeah, it'll be nice. I think, I understand Mark's done a good job down there, getting everybody back focused and playing, getting a little bit of energy back in the Skydome. So it'll be nice for him to come back. I know the guys had a lot of good things to say about his time here, and I know I played with him a few years ago. So it'll be nice to coach against him. And he's a fun guy when I played with him. So I'm sure we'll have a little bit of fun on the night.
Have you seen a change in the mood this week? Have they been kind of more up for Coventry? Has there been much talk about Mark coming back into the building?
Not necessarily about Mark. I think we're just focused on Coventry as a team that we might match up against in the playoffs. So it's just having some awareness towards the players. I think the training sessions the last couple of days have been great. Ever since I've been here, the guys are great. They're good hockey players with a lot of skill, and it makes coaching easier and makes training sessions a lot more fun because of the creativity they have on the ice and some of the things they can do. So it's been a blast for me on the training sessions.
and Coventry have got some dangerous individuals. I know we spoke at the weekend about players like kind of Ashley Tate, and they've got some good weapons to both on the offense and defensive side of things.
It is, I think, you know, they got that. I think it's Ryan Gannad. Gannad's his last name. And Shea Guthrie.
Gannad, yeah.
Like they're incredibly talented hockey players. So it's some areas where we don't want them to have the puck. And when they do have the puck, just to limit their time and space, and just to be as physical as we can on them. We need to be physical in that sense, because they are highly skilled. But it's a few areas. I mean, we've got our game plan going into it, but they do have some of the better players in our league. That's for sure.
And then, obviously, Hull, another team that you could end up facing in the playoffs on Sunday.
Yeah, they've played incredibly well against us both games. They've played their game plan, and it's been obviously successful. The one game they played really good. So it's one of these things you can rack your brain about who you could play and whatnot. But we just want to finish this regular season with two good performances.
And it's been an interesting series with yourselves and Hull recently. And obviously not playing a team for a while, and then all of a sudden you kind of get three games in the space of 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it's been difficult because we're at the opposite ends of thought process towards games, to be honest. I mean, they're desperate. They want points. They need points. They have to get them where we're, you know, we've solidified our spot, and, you know, we're waiting, kind of just waiting to see who we're going to get, where they're just battling right now. So I think they've been in kind of playoff mode for a long time. So it's one of these things, we got to match that desperation, but, you know, credit to them. They've done well.
And just finally, are you expecting to kind of make any changes selection-wise ahead of the weekend? Is Steven Gertsen likely to feature?
No, I think we're going to roll. I mean, the team that we've had right now, I think, is the one that we're going to go with. I mean, I'll make a decision as the weekend comes, but the team that we've got right now has performed well, so it's hard to take any of those guys out of the lineup. And when I came in with a clean slate on everybody, both with that approach through the personnel and through the team wise. So I think everybody's performing, but it's one of these things that, you know, we got a guy kind of chomping at the bit who wants to get back in that lineup, so I'll have to make that decision as the week goes.
Is Steven now being given clearance to play? Is everything all right in that respect?
Yeah, I think he's got the final clearance. It is difficult, but it's just all about the communication from me to the players and getting my thought process clear to them in which direction that we're going to go, and then just getting everybody to buy into that. And, you know, it sounds the players obviously to buy in, but it's just me to, I don't know, it's like a buyer seller kind of thing. I'm going to sell it and hopefully they buy it.
So Steven's unlikely to feature this weekend. You said you're probably going to roll with the same squad. Is that something that you're thinking more ahead towards that playoff quarterfinal as a time to reintroduce him, or might you wait as late as, say, the playoff final weekend?
I don't know. I mean, I could change my mind for any game at any time, but it's one of these things. You know, I don't want to give too much away publicly. Especially with Mark, he's a young coach. You want to play some mind games with him. So we'll see how it goes.